102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 548.
We're playing a little game.
Mm-hmm.
631-955 WBAB. It's called What Was In My... Guess what was in my fridge?
A shoe.
Not a shoe. No. No, it was not a shoe.
You wouldn't expect it.
Ted, you want in before we get to the phones?
Was it any type of rodent or anything?
No.
So not a living, breathing,
animals?
Formerly living, breathing thing?
No, it was not a formerly living, breathing thing.
Is it something very, very old?
And
stinky.
No, not stinky. Not stinky. I won't say old. Let's take some calls and I'll address that.
All right. Good morning, BAB. What's in JP's fridge?
Hi, good morning. Did JP find a urine sample?
No, not. I would have been less surprised. Honestly, I'm going to say this.
In the battery, come on.
I would have been less surprised to find a urine sample in my refrigerator than I was what I actually found.
Hello, BAB.
Kid's tooth.
No, no, not a kid's tooth. Sorry.
Hi, BAB.
Birth control pills.
No, she's my. If you're talking about for my daughter, she's 10, you freak.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to regulate her thing.
Who? My.
Her menses.
Oh, God. Go away. You're a bad person.
Hang up on that guy.
Let me readdress what Brett said, and then I'll let you know the answer. It wasn't old. Mm-hmm. I would say it was retro.
Parachute pants.
I wish.
Cool. Nice cold parachute pants.
31 inch waist, 32 length. I put those bitches right on.
I know you like them so much. I thought maybe.
I found 4 Zimas.
Oh.
Do you remember that garbage? I guess they brought it back.
Yeah.
Dude, my wife went. I opened up the refrigerator. I'm like, I yelled at them. The kids were outside. I go, why the are there Zimas in our refrigerator? I went to the beach. I saw them at the store. I thought I should buy them. Zima. I didn't even know they brought these freaking things back, but
your
apparently
wife must
it's
have
a
liked
whole,
them back then. And
I have,
to
dude,
retro
I have no idea. I drank. I didn't know them. I thought they stopped making them.
Mm-hmm. I think they did for a while, but yeah, I saw something the other day that they were coming back. I didn't know they were back in your fridge already.
They went away for a reason. If they were good enough to stick around, they would have stuck around. They disappeared.
Hey, it's been 20 years or something. You know, stuff comes around in cycles.
The surprising thing, they stayed around until 2008.
They did?
Did they stay that long?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had no idea. I thought they came around in the early 90s,
they
were
did,
around
yeah.
for like a
yeah.
summer or two summers, and that was the end of it. I never saw them again.
Wow. Well, they
I
are
drank
the
one.
Back, Zima.
I drank one. I drank one Zima one time.
Like?
I want to remember. It was almost kind of like gin and tonic-y, but more tonic-y. Like more, almost
oh, really?
Like a tonic. I want to say, like I said, I only drank one.
Yeah.
And I felt my body temperature rise like 5 degrees. Like all of a sudden, my face was on fire. My arms were tingling. I mean, at this point in my life, I've put so much poison between all these energy drinks and everything else, it probably wouldn't affect me the same way.
No, not
but
at all.
But I was just like, when I did, I was like, I'm never drinking this again. But I want to say it tasted like tonic water.
I just related to the time when everything was crystal clear. Like the Zima is clear and there was like
Pepsi
maybe
clear.
The Pepsi was clear. At the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, it might be.
And they brought that back too.
It's probably,
did
I think
they
was,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some sort of clear gas. Everything was clear. Gasoline, Pepsi, dude, you know, Zima, whatever.
I had a Pepsi clear accident. Oh, my God. It was awful. On a cruise, me and Nicole before kids, and bombed. Going back to the room. I bombed. Fall asleep. Pass out. Fall asleep. I wake up. I look over. There's like a jar, like a bottle, like a 16 ounce bottle of. Mm-hmm. It looked like Pepsi Clear. It was clear. I figured there was Pepsi Clear.
Okay.
And I had such cotton mouth. I just whack back half this thing. By the time I taste it, it's half the bottle is gone and it's vodka.
It before it even registers
before
in your taste buds.
Before it even registered, before it even hit my taste buds, I whacked back half the bottle and I realized it was vodka. I'm like, oh.
This soda burns.
Yeah. No, I was so, you know when you're that drunk and you wake up and your mouth is so dry?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was water. I don't know. I just looked over, saw clear, thought it was water, thought it was Pepsi Clear, whatever it was.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just
didn't think it was vodka.
Didn't think it was vodka. Turned out it was vodka.
All right, JP, let's go to breakfast.
Then I peed on the balcony.
Yeah, and there's stuff like that happening.
True
it's
story.
Only breakfast time, people. What kind of cruise is this?
And that's how people fall off of cruise ships. Right there.
Right, that's a good point. 552, here's Ted. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 558. We're just talking about what JP found in his fridge.
Little Zima, baby.
His wife went a little nuts, maybe.
Yeah.
Trying to go back to the 90s.
I guess she didn't love them. She bought six of them, drank two.
Well, it's back, and actually, it's around.
I think she had one and her sister had one.
Good morning, B.A.B. You have a Zima experience? Go ahead.
Last time I had a Zima was 1997 in a hot tub at a party with a bunch of my friends. We each got a 22-ounce Zima, and we were chugging them. And I just wanted to let you know I left my self-respect in that hot tub.
Yeah.
And there was nowhere to go but to hard drugs after that.
Let me ask, do you remember what it did? It taste like tonic water? Is that what you, do you remember that?
Yeah, it was like, I'm actually like tasting it right now just thinking about it. It was like tonic water and Sprite.
Right.
Yeah, they say it has like a citrus to it.
Right, like tonic water and Sprite. I guess I knew I was that had to be it. Did you ever find yourself respect?
No, I'm married, divorced, and three kids, and then another kid with a baby mama. So no, I don't have any respect whatsoever.
Oh god.
Maybe we should go back to that hot tub. It's probably still there in the water.
I was gonna say,
I'm gonna lay down in a parking lot and pretend I'm a speed bump.
Yeah, help me out. Little hot tub time machine. Bring yourself back to 1990, right. Whatever it was.
You'll be all right.
All right, guys.
See you, bye. In 1994, yeah, where it peaked, 1.2 million barrels of the beverage were sold.
Barrels.
And then what happened is Smirnoff Ice and Mike's Hard Lemonade just came in and pushed them out of the way and put them out of business.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.